Well, hello, article neighbors, howdy neighbors. I was trying to think of going with something neighbor related. Also, I just watched Mr. Rogers, so I'm thinking, hey,
Oh, won't you
neighbors,
be my neighbor?
won't you
Yeah.
be my neighbor on Barnacles with Jeff and Devin? I'm Devin.
I'm Jeff. Yeah, we're like the Mr. Rogers of podcasts, right? Maybe not, but
Totally,
hopefully you feel
yes.
welcome in our virtual home here.
Yeah. If not, we're just talking about the episode Good Neighbors. So there's your neighborly connection.
So Devin's brother Dylan is back. How you doing, Dylan?
It's a beautiful day under the sea, a beautiful day under the sea. Won't you be my fishy? There you go.
Strong finish.
Fishy.
Oh
Good
man.
word.
Doing good.
So
Glad to be back.
now, Dylan, I don't know if you realize one of the reasons why I asked you to be on for this particular week. Do you have any ideas why I might have invited you for this particular week?
Is it because there's a certain day that has to do with me this week?
Indeed. So Jeff, Dylan's birthday is this week.
Okay, happy
And
birthday. Thank you. Thank
guess how old he's turning?
you. Okay, so we're 29, so he's probably 20, turning 27.
No.
I'll give you a hint. It's funnier than 24.
Oh, 25. Wait,
It's
that's not in this episode.
not, but still, I was
You
like
just want to have him on this
SpongeBob.
week. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I
I was
see.
like, it's a SpongeBob number. 24 and 25 are the two SpongeBob birthday years. 22 is the Taylor Swift year.
Ugh,
21, I don't know. I guess it's now the Drake and 21 Savage year.
24
Because
and 25 are back-to-back SpongeBob
that's
years,
what
so
I'm
he's got
saying. Yeah,
two of them.
exactly. Yeah. So this is his second SpongeBob birthday.
Man. You mentioned Taylor Swift. We have received word that she and Joe Alwyn have broken up, so we will have more details next week. No, this is not a it's not a Taylor
Who
Swift podcast,
was she dating?
but oh, she was dating Joe Alwyn for like 6 years. It was like her longest relationship. So
Oh, I have no idea who that person
my wife keeps up with Taylor, so I have all the details.
is. I don't, Taylor. So let's just move.
We just keep up with SpongeBob, who has not broken up with anybody to my knowledge.
Nope.
But
Him and Sandy Cheeks are going strong 20 years later.
yeah, are they still talking or are they moved on from the no?
I still ship it.
So Good Neighbors, SpongeBob. We open up with SpongeBob sleeping, and his alarm blares so hard that his entire house shakes, and it wakes up Squidward, and Squidward yells SpongeBob, and SpongeBob is immediately right next to his bed. And SpongeBob is just there to make sure he doesn't oversleep and miss work. Oh, thank you. But there is one problem with that. It's Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Yeah. So SpongeBob gets kicked out. So that was like strike one on him being trying to be a good neighbor, but just failing. And so strike two is after he gets kicked out, he tries to get Squidward's Sunday paper. And I don't know if the wind blows or something, but it all gets in his face. And Patrick, or does Patrick scare him? And Patrick's like,
No.
hey, watch where you're going. Ah, newspaper monster. But
Yeah, SpongeBob has it in his face, can't see where you're going, and bumps into Patrick. But I would actually say that the newspaper strike three and strike one was SpongeBob breaking and entering into Squidward's house.
okay, yeah, the
Yeah,
alarm
that.
going off and then him breaking and entering and then, yeah,
Yes.
then the newspaper.
Yeah. Also, a little animation thing that I noticed. Squidward is in his like lavender sleep shirt when SpongeBob first comes in, and he throws him out, and he's still wearing it. Well, in the wide shot of SpongeBob, I mean of Squidward doing a Uncle Phil and throwing him out the house, his sleep shirt is actually his, it's the brown color in the wide shot. So like the normal brown t-shirt, but it's got the buttons still. So it's still supposed to be the night shirt, but it was colored brown. And then when it goes back and zoomed in, it's lavender again.
I'm not sure if it's not a documentary. Okay.
I'm not sure if the color is lavender. I think it looks more like lilac.
Topical.
Yeah.
I had no idea where that was going, and it worked.
One of my favorite lines that Squidward has ever said. It just.
Yeah, I think we had you on that one. Yeah. But yeah, I thought of Patrick. Oh, newspaper monster. I thought of he's just standing there. Menacingly. Both times Patrick got SpongeBob to run away from himself. So Squidward gets out his Sunday relaxation kit. He's got a pillow that he puts at a slight elevation for foot relaxation. He's got a flower to brighten the room. He orders a pedicure house call. And of course, he eats bonbons. Heaven's little wonder. Take me on a chocolate vacation.
I don't know why it felt so creepy.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was the image of it, or I don't know. Just how he said it. Just, I don't think I've ever had a bonbon before. My chocolate vacation is like Reese's peanut butter cups. So
fair. No, that just reminded me of the, and this is a later episode, and perhaps we'll cover it. But when they have the new driving instructor that takes over for Mrs. Puff, and it's a shark. It's like, would anyone care for a bonbon? It's another bonbon usage.
They're filled with chocolatey goodness.
which have y'all seen that meme be used?
I don't know. Maybe.
I've seen it a few times, but like especially like with pets, and they'll like, the pet will be a couple of pets or whatever being the students, and then they do the whole scene. But then when the students get thrown out, the pet owner like uses like a stuffed animal or a t-shirt or something to make it look like they're throwing the pet across the room.
Would you like to scratch this couch? Sure. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. That's. Yo, yeah. You get it. You get it.
But,
sneak preview for a future episode.
Yeah, that's a good one. But as soon as he departs on this chocolate vacation, Patrick and SpongeBob appear behind him with like hats with an eye on it, and they're singing, and it's just very. Or they're like chanting. They're like, whoa. Very, very odd behavior here.
Magic conch vibes.
This is like the eye on the back of the dollar bill, like the Illuminati eye.
Like what made them decide to start a cult? Like, what is this?
By the all-seeing eye. Yeah, that's not cult-like.
It also made me think of, because like with the hats and like a whole club, does anybody remember on the Flintstones? Flint, because there's I learned that recently. I think we discussed this before. On the Flintstones, the Grand Poobah Club or Lodge or whatever it was. Anybody remember that?
It's been a while.
Nobody remembers this? Wow. But yeah, the Flintstones, that like Fred was a part of this club, this group of like other men. Not rock bottom. What was it? Wherever they're called, they live, and they bedrock. Had these bedrock. Thank you. Yeah. But they had these fuzzy hats on with like buffalo horns. It was Grand Poobah Lodge or something like that. So similar, where it was like a random kind of cult like club.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Devin coming in with the relevant references.
Anytime.
From 1945. Yeah. No. I like that. Yeah.
Which administration was that?
45 was when Truman took over. But
that reference hasn't been relevant since the Truman administration.
Oh, man. So you're catching on to my sense of humor.
Indeed.
So They do a secret ritual to inaugurate Squidward as president. And he's on board. President of Bikini Bottom? I knew these voters would come around one day. No, not of Bikini Bottom. Even better. And now he's skeptical. He's like, better. Yeah, the Secret Royal Order of the Good Neighbor Lodge. Is that some stupid club you made up? And they just giggle? Yeah. Maybe.
Welcome it's to our secret. Club.
Welcome to our club. Welcome, Squidward. Welcome, Squidward. Welcome, Squidward.
Yeah, Squidward should know by now. Actually, I guess he does, not to join any clubs that they create. And yeah, he tries his hardest not to be a part of it.
Yeah. At least they don't have a magic conch this time.
Yeah, they praise something else, which was what was the all-seeing eye all or something? Eye,
sounds demonic.
Yeah.
They're definitely in the occult.
Yeah. But his first decree is to go out and paint all the leaves on the trees. And that'll keep them busy, but they have some questions. So what color your presidentialosity? Polka dots. Wow. Our new president is a genius. So Patrick unscrews SpongeBob's head and pours red paint into him. And he throws the paint can and it hits an old man. Right.
Old man Jenkins.
It's always old man Jenkins, bro. He's either getting beaten up by crowds of young people or he's just a random paint can. But like,
how many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man?
I love the young people.
Hey, people, nice day today.
This is a restaurant, not a gutter mouth convention. So then they shoot the paint out of SpongeBob's holes. And yeah, we just had to say it. He calls them holes. Yeah. But
this is a weird statement. You could have said pores.
That was pores. Yeah. But it looks good. I mean, you have some like Christmas tree looking designs that look pretty good. But then they go talk to Squidward. And for whatever reason, Patrick is still like looking at he's still holding SpongeBob's arm like a trigger and decides during the conversation to pull it, which hi, President Squidward, we're almost done painting the
almost gets hit by a car, and the people are like, oh my gosh, you look so sick. Here, let us take you to the hospital. Like, they just forced him to go to the hospital. They just grabbed him, threw him in the back, goes, wait, no, I'm not.
And Patrick's like, it is a lovely day for a ride in the country.
my bigger concern there was if they thought this man was so sick that they had to rush him to the hospital, he's got visible spots on his face. Why are they just barehanded handling him?
Just throw him in the back.
I know this is this was in a pre-COVID world, but germs were still in existence. You know, have some hygiene, protect yourselves.
I mean, personally,
get himself skin disease.
I would have called the ambulance. Like, I wouldn't have grabbed a man who looked like that if I thought he was that sick. I would have kept, 6 feet apart. And then, I would have called an ambulance. Well, no, ambulance is a little expensive. I'd probably call him like an Uber or something like that, Maybe a Lyft.
Yeah, let somebody else get sick. Yeah,
exactly. Solves all the problems.
Okay, well, I get like a strong Uber or Lyft or someone who I know has a strong immune system. And I tell him, hey, wear a mask and gloves.
That way, like Uber just assigns them to you, but yeah.
Now you can request immunize, whatever the word of it is. You can request those. That's one of the features.
Yeah. So they have a club meeting, and the first thing they do is they have a roll call, even though you can see the two chairs, one in which Patrick is snoring and the other in which Squidward is not there.
Good neighbor roll call. My name is SpongeBob. Yeah, and I am square. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Was that not the roll call we were doing?
Like The Office? Yeah. My name is Kevin. Yeah, that's my name. Yeah, my name is Kevin. Yeah, because that's my name.
that's definitely Patrick's lines. My name is Patrick. Yeah. This is Patrick. Roll call.
So they go to Squidward's house to try to find him, and he's not there. Maybe he's on a secret mission. Now, this is where I was thinking of, like, you know, this is kind of like a QAnon type of thing. Like, your president. Oh, he must be trying to take down the cabal of secret. You know, like, okay, this is. Or he's about to die in the hospital. That's what I thought of. But I feel like it's relevant, right? This is, it's kind of cult-like, but also him being a president is very, like. Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. this guy appears, and it's the guy that Squidward called for earlier. The relaxing pedicure and foot massage, the Sunday special, and yeah. So they got to check him out. They got to make sure he's not some kind of assassin. So Squidward comes home and they're getting pedicures. They've long past realized that this guy's legit and are just enjoying themselves. Look at these French tips.
Yeah,
I didn't need that. I didn't need that. I don't need a zoom in.
Okay.
Also, does Patrick have toes? Because he's getting his toenails like he's got filed. He's got what?
I remember him in other episodes. He has like one toenail, like one big toenail on his.
Yeah, that's
right.
Doesn't
he get like?
Right.
Yeah, he gets his one toenail painted in one episode, I think. Yeah.
And this is somewhat random, but my mind went, I don't know why, because he said manicure and foot massage earlier. When he first ordered it, but then when the guy showed up, for some reason, when he said it, my mind automatically jumped to Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Y'all remember that?
I do remember that, yeah.
Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. So if Squidward had ordered some barbecue to go with that foot massage, man, I would have been undone.
Why would a special be delivered by a male in a Speedo? I would not want that.
Wait, was he in a Speedo? Or...
Yeah.
Okay. He was scantily clad.
Okay, yeah. But he was a professional, and he was very on time, because when Squidward wants in, he's like, sorry, your hour's up.
I was like, dang, man. I just felt bad for Squidward. He just can't get him.
And they were testing him out for an hour to see whether he was an assassin or not. It took him an hour to figure that out. So Squidward has had enough. This is strike 17, and Squidward kicks them out, and SpongeBob says, you think Squidward was trying to tell us something? And he bursts through the door. Yes, I was! You call yourselves good neighbors? You're the worst neighbors ever! And then he goes back in, and Patrick goes, I guess we weren't good neighbors after all. No, you weren't!
Oh, you are. He's so mad. He has to catch his breath. He's like, and another
thing. He had to reload.
Yeah, honestly.
Oh, he should have done like just one bite and pulled him. Are you sure? Does this look unsure to you? Oh, man. So then he sees that they brought the Sunday paper for him. Of course, it's all out of order and crumpled up. And it has a little note. It's like, here's your Sunday paper. Enjoy. Love, SpongeBob. And Squidward just kicks it. But he sees an ad in the paper. Keep out intruders for good. New security system 5000. Free installation. So he laughs maniacally. And then we cut to him turning the device on. And they just appear. Like, hey, President Squidward. He's looking at the machine like, wait, what? And they got a cake for him that says, sorry for bugging you so much. And he's yelling at the machine like, hey, get him. And it says, no threat detected. And he kicks it. And then it says, threat detected. And then the cake hits the machine. And then it's just going all code red.
Just... absolute chaos erupts from this one moment.
Yeah. Squidward does not know how to react to, like, you know, threatening situations, because he's just running around aimlessly in circles going, run for your lives! Run for your lives! Like, he's running like he's in Scooby-Doo with arms out, like, just...
Yeah. If he stopped and thought about it, he would know that, like, he, you know, that was an oval, it has to be a circle, and, like... But I just like the idea that, like, they're not a threat. He's the threat. Like,
he is. He usually is. Quick rewind for just a moment. When he finds the newspaper and the ad for it, right before he finds it, he comments that he has only 3 hours of his Sunday left, which I was like, does he mean like the Sunday afternoon or all of Sunday? Because
I think he means Sunday afternoon, because even when he says half hour, it's still broad daylight. Like,
that's what I was confused about. It was like, because his Sunday would be over when he goes to bed, like he gets ready for bed. Is that what he means?
He has a whole process, I guess. Yeah. Dude, he has to get his beauty sleep. Yeah.
He's got to do some head massage, face massage.
Oh, yeah. His hair takes a long time. Yeah.
Barbecue foot massage, like all of it.
So the house gets up. So after the code red, the house stands up and now has arms and legs, which it already looks like a face. So that works. And, it pulls Squidward out and kicks him away. And then it just is stomping over to Bikini Bottom. And he says, I only have half an hour of me time left, and those idiots took my house. And then he's kind of happy. He's like, which means, and then this is his words, those boobs are gone. I'm gonna relax if it kills me. Punch boob.
Sound his back makes when he plops down that rock did not sound good.
Ooh.
But he doesn't care anymore at this point. He is going to lie down and relax if it kills him.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, his house is going Ultron in the middle of Bikini Bottom. Honestly.
There are no strings on me. But it cuts from him saying, I'm going to relax if it kills me, to just tanks firing everywhere in the middle of Bikini Bottom. All the houses are on fire. You know, all these mufflers that fell into the ocean are on fire. Yeah. SpongeBob and Patrick are in the house, and they're like, Squidward's house is destroying the neighborhood. And so they try to turn it off. So Patrick flushes the toilet, and SpongeBob pulls the fan. Patrick, you know, uses the toaster, and the house comes back and sits right over Squidward. This off button looks suspicious.
Yeah. And, you know, he should have been dead, of course, because the house literally landed on top of him. But no, he just goes through the floor and he looks completely unharmed. And he's just pretty much just done at this point.
Yeah.
Well, you see, squids are very flexible. Like, they can get their bodies through, you know, just about anything, right? So, you know, this makes total sense. He's fine because of biology.
Yeah. Nothing to do with
it. He's an octopus.
His name is Squidward, and he has 6 tentacles. We've had this argument before.
That is true. Hasn't he had a house fall on him before? Didn't when SpongeBob with the nematodes, when his house didn't it land on Squidward?
It sure did. Way to go back to season 1. What great pull.
Man, I remember 2020.
Man, classic. Classic. Yeah. The golden years of Barticles.
One the best year for the country or the world for that matter.
No, but not exactly. But
Great for podcasts.
Yeah, great for Barnacles. President Squidward? No, don't say anything. This is all my fault. I was the one who wanted to relax on Sunday. I don't think he's being genuine here, but he kicks them out of his house. And then everybody, the second we see outside, it's just a huge team of people surrounding the house. There he is. Are you the owner of this house? Yes, I am. You have, you're responsible for all the damage done. You have community service every Sunday for the rest of your life. And then SpongeBob and Patrick walk up, and they got the same service. They got the same summons, too. So we'll be seeing you next Sunday, Squidward.
Oh, man.
And his face at the very end, he's just done. He just wants to kill everybody.
Yeah. His punishment for wanting one Sunday away from SpongeBob and Patrick is he now has to spend every Sunday for the rest of his life with the two of them. But
yeah, it is one of those episodes where I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm really getting annoyed by SpongeBob and Patrick in this episode. I really am. I'm really teaming with Squidward on this one. It's just, bro, it's his one day off. Leave him alone. What?
I was too high pitched. I was just disagreement. Leave Squidward alone in the classic leave Britney alone delivery.
So that was the
cultural reference that I was making.
Yeah, you went so high pitched only birds could hear it. We couldn't. Me and Dylan had no sound.
The fact that neither one of you heard it, I was like, yeah, I went too high on that one.
Yeah, birds can hear it and everything, and I don't even speak Italian, so I don't.
Oh, that's Italian, SpongeBob.
Wow.
You got to work on Patrick impression there, Jeff.
Yeah, I do. I was just quoting it, but yeah, I love when Patrick tries to sound smart like he does in this episode with "It is a lovely day for a ride in the country."
Very sophisticated.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, develop a taste for freeform jazz. All right. So, other than the ride in the country, what is the best quote from this episode?
For me, it's got to be it's like, you think Squidward was trying to tell us something? Yes, I won!
Oh, my goodness.
I wrote that down too. Yeah, that was a good one. In all caps with multiple exclamation points.
Yep. Yeah, I wrote it in all caps.
I also enjoyed, I knew that people would come to their senses when he thinks he's been elected president of Bikini Bottom.
Without ever campaigning or anything, yeah. Let's see, what else? Oh, the bonbons take me on a chocolate vacation.
That is good. That is good.
Yeah. Some kind of assassin. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then the line that they could say this line in any episode or the movie, and it's always hilarious. My eyes,
classic. No. I'll save this idea for off the podcast, because if we actually do it, then I want it to be a surprise.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about it after we cut. But first, let's see. Dylan, how many new security system 5,000s out of 5 is this episode? How many thousands is this episode?
How many thousands?
Let's see. I'd give it 3. 3 out of
solid 3. No decimals.
The same score as the last one as Skill Crane. 3. Yeah.
Okay, 3.3.
Okay. So you think Good Neighbors is a little better than Skill Crane. Okay.
Yeah, cuz you know, just the line Squidward had in there, just like, you know, I had a really good laugh because I had seen this episode in years. And then when I watched it, you know, the part was like, you think he starts telling something? Yes, I won!
Yeah.
Smashes his head through the... So yeah, 3.3 out of 5 new security system 5,000s. That will be what I do. So, Devin, how many all-seeing eyes would you
episode? Creepy. Yeah. I also want to give this one 3.3 all-seeing eyes out of 5 all-seeing eyes. Yeah. It's fun. Yes, I did. I enjoyed some parts of it, and the you know, yes. So that meltdown was epic. Was fantastic, really. It did dissolve. I don't know. It devolved.
Like,
yeah. Devolved into just madness with the whole house on the run. There was nothing that could have prepared me for the house going on a rampage through the city.
Yep.
So, yeah. All right. Jep. How many? Oh, I just had this. I just had it. How many foot massages out of five do you give this episode?
Foot massages, yeah. 2.9 barbecues. Ooh. And foot massages. yeah, I think we had a little bit of a tough time coming up with quotes there at the end. So I guess it, for me, I think Skill Crane was the better of the two. But yeah, and I think it kind of feels like two different episodes. The most of it is about the Good Neighbor Lodge, and then it's like Squidward's house destroying the town. Feel, you know, but so yeah. I don't know about the structure, of it, but it's okay. I think that it was pretty funny, but I think one thing that happens in the later seasons is that the characters get a little more like whatever was their trait is like really amped up. So like Squidward is like really angry here. There's one episode where like Mrs. Puff straight up is trying to kill SpongeBob, and it's like that's not really her character, like, you know. But so I think Squidward, this kind of fits more into Squidward's character, but they really amp it up. But
yeah,
it's like, yeah, I don't know, as adults you're supposed to relate to Squidward in this episode, and then when he eats it, it's at the end, like always, it's kind of like, well, wasn't he right? Like, I don't know. I guess that's the point. But yeah, it's pretty good. But yeah, I think Skill Crane is a little bit better. But yeah, it still has its moments, you know. But
yeah, as all SpongeBob episodes do.
Yeah,
including Gary Takes a Bath.
I did come around on it when we actually recorded that episode, I think. But historically, I have not really liked that episode at all. But
oh, you didn't like
it? Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like Gary Takes a Bath, but Dawson came on. He made a good argument for it, so I've seen it a little differently, I think, since then. But yeah, but it just, anything that's, you know, the B side of Shanghai is gonna get, you know, it's gonna feel like this isn't as good. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, this was fun. Thanks for being on, Dylan.
Thanks, fellas. I appreciate you inviting me on, and Devin, I appreciate your comedic timing with choosing to, you know, have me on this week as the week of my 25th birthday. So,
25.
What a fact.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, I wonder if any of my friends this upcoming weekend are going to give me a SpongeBob themed cake, you know, where it says, you know, I got some fun in 24. Let me hear it. 25. Like, yeah.
If they don't, you need new friends.
Yeah, that's the real friendship test. So when you turn 25, what do they say? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll be back next week with an episode yet to be determined. So stick around.
Barnacles with Jep and Devin is a production of Jep and Devin. Thank you for listening. We've reviewed all the classic SpongeBob episodes, so feel free to go back and listen to us talk about some of your favorites. If you would like to be on the show or have any other questions for us, you can send us a voice message on Spotify. Also, please follow us, rate, and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And remember, with imagination, you can be anything you want. See you next time.